Derek Warren in studio with Jody Taley of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
It is December. It's what we work all year for, to get all these events off the ground and working well. So what are some of them on tap? I know we still got the Holiday Lights and Festive Sights tour going on for the rest of the month.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are still accepting entries. So until December 8th, Monday, December 8th at noon, you can still enter your home or your business if you live in city limits to be a part of our Holiday Lights and Festive Sights tour. So basically, we traded in the competition for the tour. We just take the first 20 people who nominate or enter themselves, and then you'll be part of the tour. Starting December 12th through December 30th, we'll have a map and a scorecard that you can pick up at the tourism office in Effingham City Hall, or you can get it online. And you'll be able to go out and see all the lights. So we really wanted to make this more about a family tradition and to go out and see the lights in person. So that's why it's a tour. We won't have any photos this year online. When you vote, you can vote online. You can also vote at City Hall.
But you'll just go out and see them.
But we, yes, because we're encouraging people to go out and see them, because the photos just never do them justice.
Yeah.
So we really want people to go out this year and see it themselves. So that's still going on. Again, we're still taking entries until December 8th, and then from December 12th to December 30th, you will be able to vote. The People's Choice will win. People's Choice will win $250. So we will have one winner of that. So that's super exciting. And then our Wonderland and Lights are still going on, obviously, too, out at Community Park. That's another just really fun family tradition. Those lights, it's a drive-through light display. It's open 7 days a week. Santa is there every Saturday through December 20th. He hands out toys. All the other days we have volunteers out there handing out candy canes, collecting donations.
All right, yeah.
It's wonderful. Donations are not not required. They're appreciated. They go back to the lights each year, but we just want people to go through it as many times as possible and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's out there for the entirety of the holiday season.
Yes.
So you got plenty of time to go out and enjoy it. And it's from usually dusk until what, about 10 o'clock?
Yeah. So Sunday through Thursday, it's open from 5 to 9. And Friday and Saturday, it's open from 5 to 10. The lights do stay on a little bit longer, too. So, and they will run through the new year. So you do have until after the new year to see the lights.
Yeah, so plenty of opportunities to go out there and check it out. There's always something new out there.
Yes, absolutely. And we did also, we just introduced our three winners of our City of Effingham Christmas card contest.
They look great.
They are so good. Let's see, Samantha, Sophia, and Anderson, they were the top three. Samantha Mears was the winner, and she will actually, her design will be the City of Effingham Christmas card this year. We have all the designs of everybody that submitted a card is at City Hall right now. On the first floor, just right across from the council chambers. So if your child submitted a Christmas card, feel free to stop by, come and see it, take a picture next to it. These kids work so hard on it. It is so hard to pick the winners because there are just some really, really good cards out there. But we're really excited about our winners, and they did a great job.
Got a whole holiday wall going.
We really do. Yes.
Yeah, and the winner drew depicted the cultural center, right?
Yeah.
The museum.
Yep.
It looks really good. Got
yeah,
the Christmas tree next to it.
Yeah, the Courthouse Museum. We love it when people, I mean, it's fun. The some of the other ones were, you know, just some snowmen and an elf, but it's really fun when people, when the kids kind of customize it to Effingham. It's fun to see that. So there's some great ones this year. We actually had almost 80, which is, I think, about twice as much as we've ever had before. So we had a lot of participation this year.
Yeah, how many years has this been going on?
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
It's getting more and more traction
every
year. It is,
yes. Yeah, so that's exciting. And then, you know, just go right into the Effingham Performance Center. They've got a whole lineup of Christmas shows this year. Lots of fun stuff. The first one is actually this weekend. It's December 6th. It's called Who Brought the Humbug? And it's kind of like a variety show, singers, dancers, musicians, beatboxers, perfect family-friendly show. There's lots of tickets available for that. So if you're looking for a warm way to celebrate Christmas this weekend, you might check out Who Brought the Humbug.
Yeah, warm in many ways. It's inside, too.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Then December 7th, Lone Star and Colin Ray Christmas. So Lone Star, definitely like 90s, early 2000s country music. So they're doing holiday plus their country hits. So you can kind of get a little bit of everything at this show. Oh, that's cool. So that's really great. They were really popular. December 12th is the Texas Tenors. And that's, again, they're going to be singing all the holiday hits. So another great way to get in the Christmas spirit.
Definitely.
On December 13th, the Polar Express interactive movie will be happening.
Everybody loves that one.
It is so fun. Pajamas are encouraged but not required. They're going to have lots of photo props. I think usually Santa makes an appearance out there. I know that they have little goodie bags for all the kids. So you watch the movie, you know, there'll be prompts up on the screen that tell you different things to do with all the things in your bag. So it's a really fun way to watch a great Christmas movie. Keeps your kids engaged, too.
Yeah, keeps them active on it as well.
Yes,
cool.
Yeah, so that's really fun. And the EPC is just transformed during that event. It always just looks really magical. So
yeah, cool.
Super fun. On December 19th is the Jingle Bell Jam at the EPC, and this is a festive celebration featuring regional talent. This is new this year, super exciting. They've got just a lot of regional talent, a lot of local people that are super talented, and they're going to be doing all kinds of Christmas music. So again, if you love live music, if you want to support the live local music scene here, this is a great show to go to. Really excited about that one. And then December 20th is Christmas with Elvis. It's Scott Waddles and the Blue Suede Crew will be back. So if you love yourself some Elvis and some Blue Christmas, this will be perfect for you. And another great way to kind of get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, Christmas and Elvis together. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, you really can't. No, yeah. So that'll be another great one. Tickets are available for all of those shows, I believe, at this point. So definitely call the EPC if you're interested in that. And then just more things going on. We have a full lineup of things. If you haven't heard, Wheat Penny here in town, they have a miracle pop-up bar that's going on right now. It's the only one in Illinois, and it is just basically Christmas exploded in their underground speakeasy. So I know they're still taking reservations, but there's not many left. So if you want to experience a Christmas pop-up bar, they have that at Wheat Penny. And then actually Village Wine is doing a Jingle and Mingle, which is a very much along the same concept. It's every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday starting tonight through December 20th. They're going to have their register room is filled with all kinds of decorations. They're going to have holiday-themed drinks, music, food, fun. So that's no registration or reservations required for this one. Just show up for that. But I think that's, again, if you want to have a little bit of adult fun, I think both of those things are great options for that. Ears also has their Tinsel and Tails, which is so much fun. I know that is going on now every Friday and Saturday through December 27th. And this is super cool. So it's out at the Cardinal Golf Course. And, gosh, I think they just started this, like, last year, maybe 2 years ago, but it's growing. Yeah, but it is growing. It is super cool. So from 5:30 to 8:30, you can take a golf cart light tour. So they have a bunch of displays on the golf course itself. They've got hot cocoa and s'mores, festive photo ops, all kinds of really cool stuff. And it all is for ears. So it's for a great cause.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
there is a small fee to go through it. I'm not for sure what it is, but definitely worth it. And hopefully one of those things that can become another family tradition for people. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
Got a bunch of them popping up here.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so much stuff here. And then December 5th, there's music bingo at Tuscan Hills Winery. Always a super fun thing to do. December 6th is Breakfast with Santa. So again, and this is all happening this weekend. Breakfast with Santa, that is the Unit 40 Educational Foundation. It's at EHS in the cafeteria there from 7 to 11. You can visit with Santa. It's like a pancake breakfast. I know they always have like arts and craft. You can purchase goodies, all kinds of really fun stuff. So it obviously benefits the school, but it's a really fun thing for parents and kids.
A good way to start out the weekend.
It
too,
is,
you got,
yeah.
You got one of the big events of the season coming up that same
we
day.
We do, yeah, absolutely. So the Chamber of Commerce, Effingham Hometown Christmas and the Lighted Christmas Parade is December 6th. So that was obviously rescheduled from last weekend. We got hit with that crazy snow on Saturday, and they had to make the hard decision. But I think they made the right decision to go ahead and reschedule it for this week. So they still have plenty of really great things going on from 3 to 5. They've got Santa's Workshop. They're going to have, I think Pickles, the mini horse, is going to be down there.
Yeah,
I think, you know, you got to, they had to pivot a little bit because some of the things that they had already scheduled, already had schedules for the next time. So they lost a couple things. But I know they've added a couple things, and it's still going to be just such a great event in downtown Effingham. And it's a fun way to continue to kick off the holiday season.
Yeah, and the main thing is the big draw is obviously the parade.
The parade starts at 5 p.m. and it basically starts at like Baseball Card Connection and just runs all the way down Jefferson to the courthouse lawn. I know originally, I think they had, maybe she had, Nicole had like over 30 floats in it. We'll see where they're at now, but there's a lot of really, but it's so fun. I mean, everybody has, people go all out and light up whatever it is they have, a vehicle, a golf cart, a trailer. So I know our family loves to go to it, so we're really excited about it. The city's got police cars, fire trucks. We've got our snow machine will be there with one of our city vehicles. So hopefully we'll have the fake snow this time, not the real snow.
I think there is a chance for it to possibly snow a little bit, but nothing like last week.
So it's going to be great. So line up along Jefferson Avenue. And then, you know, afterwards, I think the Face Choir is going to be out there at 6:15.
Cool,
and you'll be able to visit with Santa. So Santa will be in his house, too. So lots of stuff going on.
New pavilion, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we've got lots of fun stuff. So hopefully everyone will come out for that. We're really excited about it. On December 7th is Christmas at the Cross. So from 2 to 4 p.m., you can enjoy refreshments, see over 50 nativity sets from around the world. Just a really cool way for them to celebrate Christmas. On December 7th is also a Christmas open house at the Effingham County Museum on the courthouse lawn.
Yeah, I see that.
So from 2 to 4 p.m. there, too, so you might have to hop from one to the other. They've got light refreshments served, and you can just see the museum and all the great stuff that they've got going on there.
Yeah, there's always something new being added in there.
Yeah, so that's another great one. December 12th through the 14th, a Krampus, The Untold Story, Three Chicks in a Stage is presenting this original production at the Elks Lodge. So if you like dinner and theater, this is definitely for you. It's a play, a theater production. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for children, 12 and under. So check that out. I think they always put on such a great show. So I think that'll be a fun show to go to. On December 13th, also you can go to the Effingham County Humane Society and do photos with Santa with your pets.
Awesome.
So again, that all goes back to the Humane Society, which is another great organization to give back to, but you can bring in donations, your pets can get their photos, and your kids, everybody can get their photos taken with Santa, but it's a super fun way to give back to the Humane Society too.
Definitely.
So we love that. The Wandering Whistler on December 13th is doing a ugly Christmas sweater party. So that'll be a fun thing starting at 5 p.m. December 14th, the annual All I Want for Christmas craft and vendor show at the convention center is happening. This one also got rescheduled because it was originally scheduled for last weekend. They decided to hold off with the weather. So that's December 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A lot of great stuff in there. If you're looking for Christmas gifts, this is the place to go. Free admission, gift card giveaways, and 80 plus booths. So they've got a lot of stuff going on in there. Yeah. Super fun. December 14th, we also have Santa's Pizza and S'mores Party out at the Camp Lakewood Campground that is in conjunction with Fatso's Famous Pizza. So from 12 to 3, you can have pizza, s'mores. Santa's going to be there, so that'll be a fun little thing. December 20th is Stocking Stuffer Saturday in downtown Effingham. So they're just trying to get you guys ready for Christmas and make sure you have all of your gifts ahead of time. So from 9 to 3, it's just a special shopping event in downtown Effingham. Okay, so I think that's going to be great. December 20th is also Christmas movie trivia, which will be really fun at Tuscan Hills Winery. Who doesn't love all the great Christmas movies? So that's actually from 2 to 4 p.m. So a fun little afternoon on December 20th. So that'll be great.
And a way to test your knowledge.
It is. Yeah, I think I could do really good on Christmas movie Christmas movie trivia. But and then December 22nd to the 23rd is the 11th hour Hustle and Bustle Shopping Days in downtown Effingham, which is, again, just downtown Effingham getting you ready and making sure if you don't have your gifts by December 22nd, you better get on it.
Yeah, definitely, because you still got to wrap them, too.
Yeah, so December 22nd and 23rd is happening there. Hopefully everyone can enjoy Christmas then on December 25th. Then on December 26th, there's live music. It's Boxing Day with Alex and Bill at Village Wine. They always put on a really great show that night. December 28th, Winery Bingo at Tuscan Hills Winery. And then on on New Year's Eve, if you're looking for something fun to do, the Wandering Whistler is having a New Year's Eve party. And on New Year's Eve, also Tuscan Hills Winery is doing a murder mystery dinner, which is always such a fun thing.
Yeah,
a Christmas Gory is what it's called. They're going to have a 3-course meal out there, so you can get tickets for that. We also still have a lot of live music going on throughout the month of December.
All over
the place. Usually on Friday and Saturdays, you can find live music places. So much going on in the month of December. Lots and lots to do. But if people want to find out more information about that, we always encourage them to go to our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. They can give us a call at 217-342-5310. But yeah, we're excited for the Christmas season. It always goes by so fast, but it's always a good one.
Yeah, they work all year to get all this stuff working right.
Yes,
You get to kick off all these events, and they all go as well as they usually do.
Yes.
It's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely.